guess it's this one now.
You recognize the crown, you know where surrender is and invocation, and you know the buildings of Arca. And adjacent to Arca is this plot which was foreseen for this new development. The nice thing is that Arca is somewhat connected with medical services. It will supposed to look after seniors. And there will be a connection between this and what is going to come up here. The nice thing is also that these two facilities dedicated to health are surrounded on three sides by a park, here by the green corridor, and this is the park of Matrimandir, which goes around here. This is actually an ideal location. Can we go to the next?
Yeah.
The problem with this kind of developments, where the future is a little bit unforeseeable, is that they always end up very linear, because it can most easily be expanded in all kind of directions. It provides normally the best kind of facility, the best kind of flexibility. That's why hospitals normally appear as a box or something like this. So we don't want to give this impression, because we actually don't consider it as a hospital. It's not something for sick people, it's something which is dedicated to maintaining health, actually. And it should also be expressed in the building, what the building does to the unconscious perception of whoever enters, and it should have a certain scale. It shouldn't be that kind of fear that one gets induced if one enters a hospital or anything like this. So you will find, for instance, here areas, they are very linear, they can be easily expanded. You will also find other areas here, they cannot so easily be expanded, but they might be nice. They have a courtyard, and they have these gaffs, for instance, which of course gives a good ventilation of that courtyard, but it gives also a possibility to change a little bit in its micro development, because a gap like this can easily be closed, or a room can be added here or something like this, which we feel is important. When we thought about this kind of development around a courtyard, we thought, oh, it's actually enclosed and it's a finite shape and doesn't give any freedom to expand, for instance, except on top vertically. So that's why this form somehow appears, which you see. Basically, from the crown you have an entrance, you have outside that entrance a cafeteria, you have a pharmacy, you have staff quarters where the staff can eat. You might have, this has to be discussed with Jack here, maybe with a separate entrance on top of it, the dental clinic. We have never discussed it with him, but it's what internally we thought might be possible. Then you enter more or less a kind of distribution hall, which is open. It doesn't have a facade, it's very well ventilated, which is important. And it is a kind of easily reachable reception area, where all kind of information can come. This reception area can easily point out the entrances to the departments. Almost on site, these little things, they always indicate that there is somebody sitting who can help further a patient who is looking for something. Orientation in these complexes are very important. If you think about PIMS and how difficult it is to find your way through, for instance, you will realize that this is a problem. In this hall, there are some areas which get their light and ventilation through skylights, for instance, the medical record, administration, toilets, but also admission rooms and consultancy rooms, kind of screening rooms. The patient who comes there must first pass through some kind of medical and administrative process before he can be sent somewhere.
Because power went off, so I have heard that. Power has been unplugged somehow. Sorry, you can continue talking maybe. This will take 2 minutes because it's gone into hibernation and I have to wake it up. So, sorry.
So the idea is to create some kind of an acceptable environment, but still have these functional necessities given up to a certain extent of being somehow able to face an unpredictable future in terms of flexibility. But these buildings, when you recall it, this kind of distribution hall with these bubbles around it, they are mainly supposed to be in one story, but occasionally we will also allow a second story. The second story, there's a discussion going on, should not primarily be for the patient, but maybe more for the staff, because then immediately the problem comes, how do we handle wheelchair patients, patients on stretchers, do we need elevators, and things like this, which pose a little bit of a problem. All this discussion has to come up now, and the design, which is just the initial design, probably will also undergo some kind of alteration. I hope you expect this, because many people immediately think this is now a plan, we just have to build it. And I recall Sauru, who told me, oh, at the end of the financial year, there might be some money left over, get ready, so that we can start building. And we find this maybe a little bit hasty. These things, these projects, they need some consideration more in the beginning when it's not too late, I feel. So here, for instance, there are on the park side two wards, always around a courtyard. Then you have more functional areas. Here it could be the gynecology. Here it could be the emergency, accessible through here for the ambulance. Sterilization, maybe an operation theater on the intensive care unit, all in a small scale. And here, staff areas, laundry and so on, and garages for ambulances. Here, connected with this screening area, maybe the diagnostics. Here we had envisaged maybe the dental clinic and the eye clinic, this is up to Jack. And the therapy center. This here is more dedicated to conferences and gymnastics, the thick halls, which also need a special height. And this distribution hall is open to the garden. We want to try to go for something very sustainable. We are on the outlook for a consultant for this. Probably we will have to give provision to collect all the waters from all these gigantic roof areas, for instance. Let's see with what we come up. This is maybe a little bit small, I don't know. And there is, especially wished by Malika, a meditation room.
From art team.
So maybe we go to the next one. There's to give you a clearer idea of the scale, maybe this small section very shortly.
Yeah.
This is how it, this is a cutout. You remember the yellow area, distribution hall, and a thing like this, which is a little bit smaller. You see the skylights on top of these rooms here, this light blue outline. Okay, the next one.
And the canopy, like a distance.
And here you see how it can be expanded and goes into the second story. Mm. The bigger section, maybe?
Okay. Which one? one is that?
I think you don't
have it. I
have
it in the new one.
It, yeah.
This was all your three. Right?
You have it?
Yeah, I have it. presentation. What you gave last. So this is the big section?
This
one?
This one, but you have to turn it around.
Yeah, I'll turn it around.
Just to get an idea of the height development from the crown. Yeah, it will be
there we go.
It will be pretty low. Yeah, normally only in the ground floor. Sometimes it goes in the first floor. So for instance, this at the entrance would be could be the dental clinic. Just
perfect.
Think about
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Maybe some perspectives.
And you show the perspective?
Yeah, show the perspective one after another to give an idea of the scale. This is the overview, this is the crown. Yeah. This could be the entrance. We think that very close to the crown there's a cafeteria. It could even stick out furthermore, which is for the public, not only for the people who come out of or go into that institution. In the evening, to give it more integration into the community, it could be a public restaurant. Okay, this is these little courtyards, just to give you an idea of the scale. The next, yeah, that's also from a little courtyard with these gaps, you remember, which gives, this would be the main distribution hall with that garden here. The back may be the ward, if you remember, here would be the reception. Again, a courtyard. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, basically, just as you might see, we had a tough job actually after receiving these three plans what to do next. And naturally, we had to, since the proposals were all distinctly different, we had to make up our mind and decide which way we go. It wasn't easy because each plan had its strong sides and advantages, but eventually we went for the plan which Helmut has presented last. And here the situation is very, from the, let's say, architectural perspective, we were lucky to have architects working as a team. And each plan wasn't just an individual creation and architects were fighting for it. That wasn't the case. Actually, it was a collaborative process. And that is, as a result, when we went for one of the three plans, architects agreed to work together for its implementation. And that's, we can say, a unique process so far that at least I have observed or heard of. So, and we hope that the project will only benefit from it.
Yeah, I just want to clarify that at the beginning they did not have a plan to do it together. They were just coming up with a plan which we would find architects for. But as a team, they felt they could handle it. So none of them wanted to do it by themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I right from the beginning said that I don't have the capacity and the time to build it. But Shailacha is ready to take it up, and she will be the main contact person, and we will back her up a little bit.
A lot. So I will. This you have already seen. We just go on to the next slide.
Yeah. So some questions. Any questions? Yes.
I have a question. We have also started once to build up all these mental health facilities. Do you think that they should be integrated in the place, or do you think that there should be a special extra place out of this where mental health patients should be treated?
Would you like to answer that?
We want to work on prevention more on that level. We want to have a psychiatrist in place. We don't have yet a psychiatrist.
No.
This place will also offer work on symptoms with psychosomatic. But if you speak about heavy symptoms, psychotic symptoms, we don't aim to treat these cases in this place. This is clear. We won't. I think this is clear for all of us. No?
Do you intend to integrate some mental health treatment or space for mental health treatment of lower cases or not?
Lower cases, we will work with psychotherapy on the symptoms.
Okay.
Okay? We will have a psychiatrist who will be there for medication if needed. But then we will not take care of heavy psychiatric cases in this place. This
or
is clear.
Huh? Or acute cases.
Accurate?
Acute. Emergency acute. Psychotic management. The emergency room is there. But anyway, mother was really clear that heavily disturbed people should not be near the center of Auroville, and you can't get much nearer the center of Auroville than this place is. So there would have to be another facility for these people which needs to come up.
In fact, just to add to this answer, there are certain regulations in India, Mental Health Act, which involves a number of, let's say, public services like police and so on. So, and there are certain regulations how it is handled in this country. So we are not sure it actually would be even feasible to do in Auroville. We would need to have contacts outside and work in coordination with maybe whatever best is available in psychiatric field around us.
Yes?
I want to, first of all, just commend you all. I think it's great that your team is growing and you're moving the project forward. I mean, I know there's been so many attempts over so many years, and it feels like the time is right and the team is growing, and that's great. So just an appreciation for your work. And my question is around also regulations in terms of credentialing for the practitioners here. I know there's a lot, most of the practitioners who are here are not in their home country, even if they have PACA proper credentials in their home country. Are those transferable to India? I mean, how is that process going?
Would you like to take that, Sumit, the question?
We have actually Dr. Baliga, who is the Director General of Health Services, because there's been a lot of confusion, and I just yesterday saw an email by Sigrid asking what happens to the homeopaths and what happens to other people. So what Dr. Baliga pointed out, that as far as giving suggestions goes to people and also giving medicines not on restricted categories, so long as injections are not given, restricted drugs are not given, there is not really licensing in place in India. That would mean that for giving a massage, for doing an energy treatment, for giving homeopathic pills, or even analgesics and all, it's not essential to be registered to practice medicine in India. That's what he says.
Psychotherapy
also, he said, as far as talk. I think what matters is the way it is presented to the person. So this is what he said in general. And we are still trying to find out all the existing regulations. For example, if we are giving injection or medication is being given for hypertension even, then it's something which is potentially dangerous, or suturing, these required to be done either by a registered medical practitioner or a registered medical practitioner, there's a whole thing, or by a nurse who can do it and who's registered. However, we have also decided as a team that all treatments given here would be given by properly credentialed doctors according to the laws of India. That is to say that if a treatment is being given here, it would be fully legal even under the existing regulations. And we are looking to see how we can meet it. There are various ways for the training for foreign educated doctors. Many of them are registrable, but the registration is only 6 months. We are attempting to see whether we can get Medical Council of India to extend registration equal to the visas, which may be 1, 3, or 5 years. Then we are thinking of seeing if we can apply for exemptions or Auroville-only policies, so long as they work on voluntary basis, on Aurovillians, newcomers, registered guests, maybe an exemption can be given. But otherwise, the picture is not as bleak as it may be, because India has consciously not gone the medical way and is very open to treatment from traditional medicine, traditional doctors, even witch doctors, etc. So India has, luckily, yeah, they're also allowed to do the practice. So luckily, a more open policy.
Yes?
I was thinking about the aspect of prevention. I was looking in your map, where is the place, for example, for yoga, for family constellation, for meditation, for painting therapy, and these different things which are kind of therapy, you can go in a deeper therapy, or it's an aspect also of prevention. If there is some space to create on this level of being.
You know, the structure should allow, as I said, for all possibilities. It's not that we can point out a place now for this or that. The future will show, and the structure will give the space for it. It will allow for all this.
We also have a large number of large group rooms, which are multi-purpose. So this is part of the specifications. Instead of having specialized rooms, even whether it's a medical doctor or a naturopath or homeopath, the consultation rooms can be shared. We don't have to make silos of departments. This is homeopathy, Ayurvedic. Similarly for the group therapies, and these rooms are really designed to be multifunctional, to be shared, so a therapy room is quiet no matter who's doing the therapy. So they are quiet, the consultation is one place, and the group work will be in one place. And the architecture design, one of the main things is that the pillars and structures are fixed, if I may say so, and it's possible to move the inner walls easier. So the structure is not a fixed, rigid structure. Maybe Helmut, you might want to.
Well, there definitely there are. The whole aim is to avoid these things which can come in the way. The only thing which is unavoidable, of course, are pillars. They will be out of concrete or steel, but there will be no bearing walls. Ideally, all the walls can theoretically come at any point and can even be moved in a weekend's time.
I'm just thinking also about water, for example. If some therapy is necessary, drink also some water, this you also cannot move. So
yeah, I mean how the services directed throughout the building is a very major concern. Electricity, water, and so on, because they also shouldn't find obstacles, so that easily you can lay an additional water line or electricity lines or whatever without having to drill through a beam or whatever, you know, or going around a beam, as you can see in our little health center in Kuyapalayam or everywhere almost. This is very much part of the consideration, and this is the precondition for flexibility.
And also, if you're asking about Vatsu and these, on the other side of Arka from the health center is the planned aquatic therapy pool. And I don't know, Guido, whether you want to say something. Guido and Catherine are here from the team, but it would come on the other side of Arka. And we hope that these three spaces will be able to work together and share facilities and not duplicate them.
Pashi?
My question is, when you come to detailing, are you going to be looking at the leads artery specifications?
What?
You know, we will have to. Definitely, in future, no building can do without this anymore. I mean, you know, Pashi, almost 50% of our greenhouse gas problem comes from the construction industry, so we have to consider it. I mean, this is clear.
Because in this area, if you would be looking for a specialist, health engineering is another area that one needs to look into, especially in a place which is related to this. Perhaps a few names could be suggested at an appropriate time.
No, I mean, Juan has already found somebody. We have written to them. Another one will come up. I have contacted two people in London who are specialized on this, who are very very much fans of Auroville. So we need definitely help from consultants. We are not the specialists, and we are generalists, and we have to ask these people. They will have to be brought in.
Just as a matter of interest, on 9th and 10th of January, we are receiving some people specialized in various fields, and there is going to be an interaction with architects and general people. Those of you who are interested will be invited, mm-hmm. because that would be a quite a starting point, even in this direction.
Daniel,
I'm glad that Pashi brings this up. I had a similar question. I had a similar question like Pashi, and I just read we have another 5 power plants that are going to be built, nuclear power plants in India in collaboration with Russia. And if I look at this project, although it's on a micro scale, one would hope that it becomes a health power plant. And that's what I heard somewhere in your intentions. How can you make this into a place where actually when people walk in, the life force is already starting to be regenerated by walking into that space, ideally, right? That is the first healing phase and the preventive phase. But that is directly connected to the way you design your building. And what Pashi says is absolutely true. All those parameters are now out there. But if you want to actually buy those, you have to increase your budget. As soon as you start taking money from the Indian government, we know that the budget is restricted, so that you have to cut down on a lot of non-essentials that usually have to do with sustainability and with functionality. Aesthetics is usually then, you try to maintain that, but all the rest goes out the window. If you want to build something that is truly life force generated, you would have to add 40% to your budget.
40%.
In order to accommodate for that capacity to be actually there in that structure. And I wonder if you have contemplated that. If you're taking money from the Indian government, there's a good chance you will not get to that point, unless you have additional funding.
Yeah. No, but
we hope to have into a project get specifically funding because it's so unique. That is running and is based on those parameters that Pashi's talking about. Mm-hmm. It's two very different ways. I don't know if you can combine the two, Indian government funding or another source of funding.
No, basically, what you say is right. I don't know if it is 40%, or maybe that Helmut is so smart that he can make 60% of the normal cost and the 40% comes for free. But basically, there is no, you can always supplement the government budget with external funding, right? So what the government would not allow on a per square foot rate, you can add separately. We have made it, I think, in one of our first meetings, we have already decided that all the parameters, including using maximum daylight, photovoltaic panels for electricity, water harvesting, all these parameters, and basically using LEED maybe or even a better guide as a parameter, as a guide, will be done. We are just now searching for the right person to help us in implementing that. And we have two or three names on the list, and we will very soon, I suppose, decide who it is going to be. But I think from the beginning,
yes. This
was very clearly decided in the team that this has to be not only healthy in terms of people's health, but also healthy in terms of energy, water, cooling, everything.
But then it would actually necessitate you to be still flexible with the adaptations of that to your design.
Already,
Helmut
has included, if you see that the sketch that he made, the
presentation,
he has put already now, before we discuss the daylight, what do you call them, the skylights.
Skylights.
So that no artificial light is required.
One other question is about staffing. At some point, we did some 3 years, 4 years ago, we tried to actually set up a health spark project of a certain size, 100 lakhs, and there was some funding for it. But when we came to the point of implementing it, one of the questions was, where do we get the staffing in Oroville to actually manage this project? And where do we get the trained staffing to actually bring about all the services in health and healing? And basically, that's where that attempt stopped. And I wonder how you are actually parallel to the projected expenses for the infrastructure and the building and facilities are also budgeting for attracting staffing and also maintaining and paying for staffing, whether it's Oroveans or other people. I haven't seen it in your budget yet, so.
Well, this budget was mainly the project budget. We haven't presented the maintenance and all. But in any case, now to get a project approved for building, BCC expects a projection of staff costs, of utility costs, of maintenance costs, and we have worked on that. And what has been pleasant to discover is that once Kailash Clinic started running, we have so many medical people coming who visit Auroville and normally pass through without being detected. And we never know that so many medical professionals or highly qualified people visit, but we have constantly people visiting who are qualified nurses, doctors, willing to come as volunteers, willing to come and work with us, including homeopaths, family practitioners. So this is one thing, and they have assured us that there are many people who want to work in this field of holistic medicine and would like to participate. That's one. Second, we have a lot of health professionals in Auroville who, for want of an existing facility, are doing other things, or they have not been very happy. So we hope to be able to turn around some of them or attract new people. Thirdly, now we have a new entry service, and I feel a more responsive working committee and honorable council, and we can definitely put it out there that skills in these fields are appreciated, and maybe change the website so that it's more visible, so that a health professional or someone else visiting knows. And fourthly, Dr. Baliga has assured us of help in training of staff, especially in emergency medical care, in first aid, in hygiene, etc. He said he's willing to train any number of people. So we hope not only to train people who will work in the center, but also guest house managers, people who are running centers, people who are in the restaurants, and interested Aurovillians, the night guard, on simple things like not moving people when they are injured, how to move them, equipping an ambulance well. So it's nice that many people feel that this is a good project and are willing to help for it. But yes, it will be a concern over the long run.
We've got three more questions. Sylvie, Helgard, and then Vani.
We would like this place to be a very dynamic training place, international training place, you see, to attract people who are very good in what they do in different health fields. And we believe that this will attract people who are in service also, and we would like to offer these trainings to Indian doctors. So, as Sumit says, this dynamic will attract the right people here. That's what we believe in.
Yeah, just for example, you mentioned about the staffing. That's one of my questions about staffing. Since you tried to explain that we have a number of volunteers comes from outside, and it's beautiful to know, but still we need solid, strong team members. So maybe you think of hiring somebody from outside, out of Auroville, not from Auroville, but you need to have a strong team of staff.
This is
sure,
but I just want to stress that this center, we are not trying to duplicate medical facilities which are easily available in our neighboring sections. This is a place where professionals try to adopt a different approach. We don't duplicate expensive laboratory equipment, expensive CT scanners. We don't have a huge operation theater, because to do this and duplicate requires a lot of specialized staff, which Auroville doesn't attract. So we don't hope to set up another full-fledged medical center. What we are setting up a place for people to collaborate.
For the basic things, right.
For the basic things, and to collaborate to come up with a new way which doesn't exist in the world today of looking at health, at disharmony, at healing, at considering natural elements, water, vibrations. So the focus of this is to evolve a new, simpler, more organic way, rather than look for specialized, highly trained cardiologists and neurologists, for example.
So I have one more question about your plan. Do you have anything for the kids? I mean, pediatric section?
Absolutely.
So in my back, mind there was the aspect of the beauty, because beauty is the main thing also of healing of the soul and the mind, and so I hope that the art will be included from the beginning in a flexible way, that
it can change, and that might be there are nice sculptures and the walls are possible to use as a kind of exhibition hall, and that there's life, that people like to go there, that they like to stay there, that they like to go in the cafeteria, that's a part of meeting point, point of coming together. These also aspects are all a part of healing and feeling good and coming together and have a community feeling.
Yes. Vani, do you want to go? And then you go after Vani.
Yes. So to extend a little bit what Dania was saying, I hope that there is an awareness now, slowly, also from the Indian government, actually, because I came to know that, for example, in April there will be a full ecotourism, which is many people must know him, which is Brahma Mohanty. She organized in Pondicherry a conference there. So, and he says, I mean, I had the paper, I translated, that's how I know about it. Say that somehow they call the government more and more to be conscious of that and to give money to that. So maybe there is a way, I think, maybe slowly to approach the Indian government, and we get very more and more sensible to this approach if you are included in your project, no? What Dania was saying. Because there is obviously more and more, if this is true for the big resort, it can also be true to in putting it in a health center. So that I have no, yeah, there is hope, I think, and also, but contrary, there is also, because we did this experience and we know it's with the spark, there was okay once you get money for the project, how you maintain it but on a running cost. You don't say, okay, you get your staff, but how you, we know our, whatever, economic group is not very, very creative right now to bring us money. Because we had, remember with the spark, we started to think about included all these guest houses because of that, no? How to bring the money.
We're working on that.
We have a working clinic which has given us some experience, and today it's self-supporting because health fund is paying part of the cost, the BCC is helping with maintenances, and we also have regular donations coming, and we hope in this center to generate research grants, because we are doing research that no one else is doing, to support a lot of facilities, to look for education as an earner, because we are offering courses, and to look at various ways, because we hope that most of the cost will be in terms of staff. And we hope to attract a lot of voluntary people also who are highly specialized in the fields. And we hope not to have too much medical costs. But yeah, it is something to look at.
Yeah, basically I have the same question from Vani about how you can maintain this big, huge structure with a lot of people we work inside. We had already experience in our villa about some big structure which was born for our villains, and which is not, I mean, it's open maybe only 3-4 months per year for our villains. The rest, they are very busy to make money to maintain themselves, and for that month, our villains are really not really welcome. And the second question is, which is, we have already a lot reality here in our life, Tango, Quiet, and many very tape. And I heard that, yeah, you want to make a really strong team, but what about relation with this other reality, which they work quite a lot, and especially with the other therapists, which they work basically all the year, and so I'm a little bit scared when I see something big like this. Also for my previous experience in another center, and say yes, but it's not clear, is this for our obedience, is this for guests, is it a mix between, and also yeah, what Vani said, how you can maintain yourself, and how you can put this in the future, because if something happened like in the past with other center, that they are very busy to maintain themselves, and then it's not anymore for our villa, and this will be something that I will not support for sure.
Well,
I will try to answer, maybe not everything. Yes, the structure is big, but this full project is not what we will build in one go. What you saw as a plan is actually meant, projected for a population of 25,000. Yeah, so which means we build only part of it, and that part we hope we should be able to maintain, yeah, what will be in the first phase or first two phases. About for whom it is, yeah, how you're going to run it. Basically, the way we started Kailash was focusing on Orovilians, including newcomers, guests who come specifically for Oroville, not those who are passing by or staying just on the beach or somewhere else, and people who work in Oroville, like volunteers or students who come to study. So the whole idea is not to make it a commercial place, but to make it a basic service which would have those different modalities that exist in Oroville today in an organized manner. Because today, different therapists and the practitioners, they work individually or in some places like Pitanga, like Quiet, yeah? And there is one angle also which is very important to us, that we talk like that people who work here should, that we, big accent is given to therapy, not generally approach of spa or wellness, which is important also, yeah? But that's not the main trend. Though, of course, prevention education is a big part of it, there is an overlapping, yeah? But the, it, what is essential is that therapy is possible here, of different kind. And one more thing is that, yes, there are maybe 5-6 dozens of health practitioners in Oroville, and we are not ambitious to be able to include them all in one go. The number of people and disciplines that will get included here will grow perhaps gradually. And with some people, like individual, even now, let's say, today's situation, Morgan, he's working in Pitanga, but he's part of the team. We're having a mutual reference system with him whenever patient is requires a psychotherapy or something. Same with Malika, the healing that she does at home, because we don't have place. But the coordination in terms of understanding already started. And the moment we have place, more people would be able to move in, but there would be a process, a gradual process, how even a therapist is introduced into a new system, because we ourselves slowly growing into it, and so the it will be a process of including others, but gradual, I believe. So let's see where we end up. But maybe not everything can move in the next 5 years.
Yes. This place is for Oroguilians. It is for...